This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, it's definitely a tough stretch, but you know, some of them are home games, so that's good. We went through a similar stretch last year, so we kind of know, you know what it's like to have a stretch of tough games like that at the end, and so we know what we're in for and better be ready.
And no holidays this year.
No holiday games, that's okay too.
The gregarious Art Rooney too there. If he wasn't the owner of a football team, maybe he could pursue a career as a comic. He's got a real sense of humor. I don't know why I'm taking shots at Art today. I'm just fed up with
how. You're cranky. You're cantankerous.
No, I'm not cranky. I'm just fed up with how he bent over here and let Aaron Rodgers boss him around and basically take control of the franchise and not put his foot down and not tell his coach, look, we don't need a fourth quarterback, especially one who doesn't seem like he's all that thrilled by the prospect of playing football for us this year. And just how, you know, Art was just so gung-ho at the owners' meetings, like gushing, and he sounded like he had asked out the hottest girl in school to go to go with him to prom, and she said maybe, and he was just giddy over it.
Would he have been from the era where he would have asked a girl to go steady?
And then, like, take her up to Lover's Lane?
Yeah.
For a malt or something like
Art's
that,
in
probably.
I believe Art's in his early 70s. I think he'd have been a go steady kind of guy. Lover's Lane.
Yeah. Anyways, 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Pirates schedule breakdown. Are the Steelers a schedule winner or a loser, in your opinion?
I think they're a schedule loser. I think the back half of this schedule is not favorable to them. What was that Counting Crows song, A Long December Pony? You like that one?
Also Mr. Jones.
That was the big hit, but then A Long December, more of a dirge, a ballad, something like that.
I like that song.
I think it's a really good song. Applied,
long
however.
Long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last.
And then I don't really know what
it's
he
really,
says.
It's like Adam Duritz is here singing it to me when I hear you like that.
He does
it. Can't remember all the times I tried to tell myself to hold on these moments as they pass.
How did a guy with that voice
pull Jennifer Aniston?
How did he become a platinum
No, he's got a good voice.
You think that voice is? I mean, we're exaggerating a little bit, but we're not that far off.
I mean, he's got a better singing voice than Bob Dylan.
Yeah, but Bob Dylan might be the greatest songwriter of all time.
He should have stuck with that instead of performing.
He got a Nobel Prize for
the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done.
Accidentally anyway. In Love is a good song.
Oh, wow.
That's by the Counting Crows, too.
Yes, that's why Charlie's bringing it up.
Well, I wasn't sure if he was bringing up Bob Dylan songs there.
I don't know if I can go three. Rain King, I think, is another Counting Crows song. Anyway, I say Long December. If we can make November 30th's game against Buffalo an honorary December game, because it's the last day of the month, so I'm just going to kind of shoehorn it in. Buffalo at home, not good. At Baltimore, not great. Miami should be a respite. You know my thoughts on the Dolphins. I'm down on them. You're not, which actually supports my point a little bit more, but we'll leave that one be. At Detroit, that is a really rough four-game stretch that I think you'd be lucky if you're the Steelers on paper to go 1-3 in. At Cleveland doesn't feel bad. And then early January, Baltimore at home, you figure that that's, I say, less than a coin flip right now as we see it. Rudolph versus Baltimore. That's the classic game where the Ravens might have a bunch of stuff sewn up and might not be playing for something. That is not a pretty schedule from November 30th on. And really, if you want to go further back, Pony, you started at the Chargers game in early-ish November. Then you've got Cincinnati at Chicago. I don't think the Bears are going to be anything special, but they should be improved with Ben Johnson there. I just, like last year, do not like the back half of their schedule one bit.
Yeah, it's not only that for me. It's also when their bye is. And Art took pains to blame the NFL for that. And he did not want to take credit for wanting rest coming out of the Dublin trip. He said that was an NFL decision to have it in week 5. That means you're going to have to play football for 12 consecutive weeks from week 6 to week 18 with no rest in there, no break. You get a mini bye because you play a Thursday night game, but that's in week 7. So that's not even breaking it up later in the year. So
from October 16th until like basically early January, you have no time off after that, you know, or like I should say October 26th through early January. That's 10 weeks, basically. That's 10 weeks in real time.
And I think one of the biggest reasons why the Steelers fall apart, not every year, I think 4 out of 6 they've had, I think 3-game losing streaks or longer in December. Mm-hmm. I think most of it has to do with the fact that the schedule every year for them, for whatever reason, the NFL loads up and makes them a team that plays its easiest games in September and its hardest ones in December, and this year is no different. It puts an absolute must and premium on them starting their season off right, which gets back to what I said about Aaron Rodgers earlier. I think it's imperative that he hits the ground running here. And if he does sign, that he does everything he can in the offseason and in offseason training with the team to be set and ready to go and not use September games as a feeling out party.
Or to get himself almost in playing shape.
Which in Ben, you know, having known Ben and done shows with Ben, Ben would look at September, I won't say as an extension of the preseason, but if they went 2-2 or even 1-3 in the first 4 games, I know Ben, he would not look at that as the end of the world whatsoever.
I don't think that's excusable whether you know him or not. I think you treat the regular season like these games matter.
No,
they either matter or they don't.
And I think that, honestly, I think that mindset and attitude in some of those years where the talent wasn't really a big difference between the two teams, I think that was a separator between the Patriots and Steelers. Because the Patriots usually wouldn't do that.
Well, Brady would treat every game like he was a maniac.
Right, and I mean, he's the greatest quarterback of all
time. Also, Rodgers, by the way, you're talking about like because their back half of the schedule's loaded up is why they falter. Think about how old some of the best players in the Steelers this year are going to be. You don't think age factors in, too? You don't think Cam Hayward, T.J. Watt, if you have Rodgers, he's going to be 42 for most of that December crucible.
And all the Aaron Rodgers apologists say he got better as last year went on, but I have a hard time believing that's going to happen here, too. I mean, it is a gauntlet, man. And even their easy games, like at Cleveland in Week 17,
that's
lately,
usually never easy for them.
Lately,
Dorian Thompson-Robinson beat them last year.
No, that was 2 years ago. Jameis beat him last
year. I'm sorry, yes. How could I forget? That was the game that got Matt Canada fired. Yes, Jameis beat him in the snow when he had never played a football game in temperatures under 40 degrees before. The two hardest non-divisional opponents they have, like the two primo opponents, are Buffalo and Detroit on this schedule. Do you agree? The best teams other than like maybe Baltimore that they'll see. and maybe Cincy, depending on Burrow.
Yeah, Minnesota went 14-3 last year, but I largely look at them as
yes.
a fluke.
Okay, so Buffalo and Detroit are in a four-week span, essentially in the last month of the season.
And Baltimore's.
But I'm just saying, like, you kind of assume that you're going to have your division games spread out because there's six of them that they've got to fit in. It would be, like, I know they had them all in the back half last year, but that isn't happening this time around. You've got a handful of these games earlier on. Both Baltimore games are in the last month of the season. Like, that is clear. That still should be seen as the cream of the divisional crop, and you've got to deal with them twice. I think they're schedule losers.
So do I. I think it's a bad spot for Mike Tomlin, who right now is trying to beat the charges that his teams fall apart and go on free falls and slides late in the season.
Feels set up for that again.
I agree.
Feels very set up. Feels absolutely set up that let's say they go like they beat the Jets. Let's say Rodgers is here. They beat the Jets and maybe Seattle. Then they get one of the next two. Let's say they go 3-1. I don't think they will. I think they'll go 2-2. You come out of that with a bye week and a soft landing home against Cleveland. Let's say you're 4-1 there in the most optimistic reading. Okay, you lose to Cincy, maybe even lose to Green Bay, you're 4-3. You get to Indy, you beat them at home, 5-3, Pony. And then, okay, here we go, we're set up. It's real easy to see them losing like 7 out of the next 8 games or something like that, 6 out of the next 8.
Let's get Pomp's take. He joins us next. You hear him on the Pomp and Joe show middays on with us on the Sports Call, the preseason voice of the Steelers and a Pittsburgh sportscasting legend next. Text us on the Edgar Steiner Associates fan text line where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Now let's get to a Charlie headline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Pop's going to join us in a second. We have a special guest at 4:15. Currently, there are only 2 people in the world who know who's coming on with us at 4:15, me and the guest.
And you deliberately are holding this information away from me.
Charlie doesn't know. He's in charge of getting
He's eventually
the
going
air.
To know when the person has to get called.
Yeah. So you have a hunch?
No. You routinely keep me in the dark with this stuff, and I think pride yourself on coming up with things that surprise me.
What do you think it pertains to, or what do you think it's about? Do you have any?
At 4:15?
Yeah.
Probably the schedule.
Okay. We've got some Paige Sporanic guesses because it's PGA Championship week.
And her dad, went to Pitt, I believe, played football?
Was on the 76 team.
Yeah. I don't think it's Paige Sporanic.
I think Craig would be very disappointed if I didn't promote Paige Sporanic better.
Is it Salma Hayek?
Crowley made that joke, but I've already rescinded that comment. I would ignore week one of the NFL season if she wanted to hook up with me.
Cavort.
Yeah. And that's, of course, in a scenario where I'm single and Salma Hayek is interested.
If you're single and Salma Hayek and Paige Spiranek are both interested.
Hayek.
Smart move. Smart man. Classy guy, in my opinion. I don't know, though. You genuinely have kept me in the dark on this.
Coming up at 3:30 p.m. Team Power Rankings, top five Steelers games of 2025. We rank the best games on the schedule. Charlie, what's that, Charlie? You got something? We do not?
I didn't say anything.
That was me, like, coughing into the mic and then trying to stifle it.
Let's hear Ryan Clark on the state of the Steelers now that the schedule is out. He thinks they built a team that's too good for 2025.
Here is my fear with the Pittsburgh Steelers, that with Cam Hayward, with drafting another D-tackle in the first round, with having T.J. Watt, with adding Darius Slay on the outside, Minkah Fitzpatrick, having Joey Porter Jr. on the outside, I still think they're going to be too good to lose enough to change your future. They're going to be too good to be in the spot to grab a quarterback.
I'm not so sure I'm worried about that.
Why is that?
I mean, I just think that the back half of that schedule could finally expose them.
But so where would they have to go for you to feel comfortable that they can get the quarterback they want within reason?
I think 6-11 gets it there.
So you think 6-11 is on the table for them this year?
Yeah.
Wow.
I do. I do.
Do you feel better about that prediction than your Aaron Rodgers one from earlier in the week
when you were
making it?
I definitely do.
Why is that?
Just because I like, at some point, you can't just keep making prognostications based on, like, almost this joke of, well, Mike Tomlin never has a losing season.
I said that yesterday, and why didn't you back me up on it?
I don't know. I just didn't feel like it at the time, probably. Like, I do look at their schedule, and I just have to try to use my brain here and say, are they more likely to be a team that goes, like, 2-2 or better against Cincy and Baltimore in four games this year, or worse than 2-2? Are they going to beat Detroit on the road? I doubt it. That's a fourth loss, let's say. Are they going to beat Buffalo at home? I don't think so. That's a fifth loss already. Are they going to beat Green Bay necessarily? I don't know. Vikings could still be good. Like, this is also predicated on the notion that we just started the show today saying, do we even know if they have Aaron Rodgers? If they have Mason Rudolph, I think it was fun watching him, like, randomly ball out 2 years ago at the end of the season and get them to the playoffs. I don't think Mason Rudolph's going to lead you to 9-10 wins. I think Mason Rudolph's much likelier to lead you to between 6-8 wins.
Well, what difference do you see in Mason Rudolph and Aaron Rodgers at this point?
I mean, Aaron Rodgers still has a better arm.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers still is a guy who mentally, I think, if he's engaged, is light years ahead of what Rudolph is capable of. Rudolph's best attribute was when he actually got a chance. He stood in there like he had big brass ones, took hits to make plays, and made the throws that he was supposed to make. Rodgers, if he's actually feeling better from his Achilles, like a full year plus out, is more mobile than Rudolph. And I know Rudolph even was like in he was in such a zone, though, that he was actually running for first downs. I just think Rodgers is a clearly better player if you're getting, like, the best version of him. But that's the huge if there. I think Rudolph is not as bad as he was with Tennessee, but I don't think he's as good as he was those last three games of that season.
So it sounds like you think they can go 6-11 with Aaron Rodgers, though, too.
Yeah, well, I think that could absolutely – the worm could absolutely turn. The one thing that is underrated about, like, Rodgers being here that could go negative
– well, hold on.
Tomlin usually has kept, like, this team somehow together. Like, improbably, Trubisky looks terrible. They go to Rudolph because they basically have to, and somehow this team still plays hard. Aaron Rodgers is absolutely the kind of guy who could function as a poison pill if things go bad.
But if you have the basement floor for the Steelers at six wins with Aaron Rodgers,
yeah,
and you think that Aaron Rodgers is better than Mason Rudolph,
yes,
then what is their floor if
probably
Rodgers
five,
doesn't show up?
Probably five wins. Like, it gets really ugly, and Rudolph just can't handle the offense, and it's just that was like a flash in the pan for him. Probably five wins. I mean, is Aaron – because anything lower suggests that I think Aaron Rodgers and Rudolph, their floor is separated by more than one win, and I don't think that's the case. Like, that – like, you would say that about Lamar Jackson, his floor and your floor with Rudolph are wildly different outcomes because one guy is pretty much one of the three or four best players in the league at his position. Or with Joe Burrow or Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Rodgers ain't that dude anymore. He's not. He's better than Mason Rudolph, no doubt, but he's not that guy. The Rodgers of like 2021 or something, yeah, then we're talking about a different situation.
I don't think either guy is going to lead them to a winning record, but I think it's more likely. This is going to boggle your mind. I think Aaron Rodgers is incapable of being that guy that he was from a few years ago because his body is just not.
It's betrayed him. Or not betrayed him, but it's just he's old.
He should be retired.
Right.
He's in his 40s.
Brady is the exception that generally proves the rule.
Yes. Okay, even like when Brett Favre had that great year with the Vikings, he was younger than what Aaron Rodgers is going to be in 2025.
Rodgers will play part of the season at 42.
Okay? I actually think there's a chance in the right situation we see more games that look like Mason Rudolph when he beat Cincinnati or when he beat Seattle from that year. So,
do you think the offense that Arthur Smith ideally wants to run suits Rudolph, I guess? In theory, I guess it does. He was an air raid guy in college, and it's not an air raid offense, but when you look at what Mason Rudolph does well, I will concede this much. If they actually have a good offensive line and like can establish the kind of running game they want, which would then set up play action, I mean, he does strike me as a quarterback that would do well off of play action. It's because it's basically at that point, you have the advantage over the defense, see the open guy, hit the open guy.
I mean, what really is the Arthur Smith offense? The Arthur Smith offense at its best was you have transcendent running back, you have a quarterback that's an athlete, and you have a great wide receiver who is a borderline Hall of Famer. Tannehill, Henry, A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
The Arthur Smith offense, when he had it in Atlanta, like
Bijan, Drake London.
Well, but he had Matt Ryan, and then they moved off of Matt Ryan for mobile quarterbacks. Mariota, who came from Tennessee. Ritter, who they drafted. It seems like when he has his preference,
he wants
someone who can move.
Which is why he probably wanted Justin Fields last year.
Oh, there's no probably about that. He absolutely did.
Lost that battle to Mike T. But sometimes it's like that when it comes to not being the head coach.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. PM Team Power Rankings are next. Top five Steelers games of 2025, but first a headline. One of the worst backup quarterbacks in NFL history, who's parlayed that into a great media career, said something about the Steelers last night that's gone viral. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Who's the worst backup quarterback in league history, in your opinion?
Nathan Peterman.
Man, that's hard to argue with. That's pretty tough
to argue
with.
Sorry, Pitt fans.
Five interceptions, man. One half.
We got the Belfont snorkel from Bob. That's never good.
No. Although, could he be playing golf? Could he be embroiled in a tight golf match?
Yeah, that's probably what happened. He should be back next week with us. You can hear him Monday on the Pomp and Joe Show. He did predict the Steelers' schedule game by game today with Joe, and that's up on 93.7thefan.com. Right now, it's time for us to do PM Team Power Rankings. Top five Steelers games of 2025, now that the schedule is out. I'll start. Fifth, number five for me is Thursday Night Football, Week 7. Steelers at Bengals. It'll be the second division matchup for the Steelers. It'll be the first against Cincinnati. It'll be a big test for the Steelers because, really, if they're going to be good this year, they probably have to finish ahead of the Bengals or Ravens to make the playoffs. You're not going to be guaranteed in third. You're probably not going to make the playoffs in third, even though it's happened before. You were better than Cincinnati last year, but they had all the momentum at the end of the year because of how their offense was playing and how Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase were clicking. You lost to them in Week 18. Burrow is one of the great quarterbacks in the league. Had he been on a better team last year, he would have absolutely been in the running for the MVP with Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. So, short week, prime time. Steelers-Bengals made my cut at number five. Did they make it for you, Malzie?
They actually did not make my cut at five. It's hard with the division games. I try to be very careful because sometimes I think I enjoy more the games where you don't see that opponent every single year. So mine might be a little different of a list than yours. Number four.
Hold
for
on,
me.
Let's see if Charlie put Steelers.
Oh yeah,
and Bengals
Charlie,
in his top
you were
five.
Supposed to make a list, Charlie.
I did make a list, and no, it did not make my
okay.
five.
All right, so
four,
Pony.
Malzie.
I am actually putting number four. The Minnesota game in Dublin. Now, some people might argue, oh, come on, it's the Dublin game. way more fun if you're going on the trip, like with Crowley.
Who was making that voice? And so,
oh yeah, the Dublin game. Turning into Macho Man.
I was gonna
say,
what's going
on?
Ooh
yeah.
That was very
weird.
Have
a cup of coffee in Dublin. Yeah, cup of coffee in the big time. Yeah.
Wow, that is a good one, Borges. Holy crap, that's really good. Anyway, I'm putting that forth because, listen, there's a novelty factor going over and watching your team play a game overseas. I think Minnesota can still be very good defensively because of the Brian Flores influence. But I can't put it any higher, even though I think the novelty factor, if you asked a lot of casual Steelers fans, they'd be like, oh, yeah, that's the game I have circled. It's a cool thing. It's still a 9:30 Sunday start.
Didn't make my list at all because I'm not going as of right now.
Okay, so the same reason I put it low is why you didn't include it at all.
And I don't think that Minnesota is such a compelling, interesting, entertaining opponent that regardless of where that game is,
do you know what they are
tickles
for me, though?
My fancy.
You know what they are for me? They are a team that shows like what is you're capable of if you have an offensive-minded head coach with what they did with Sam Darnold last year. He should be tithing some of his money to Kevin O'Connell.
Did it make your list, Charles?
It did. It was actually number three for me.
What is third on your – we
got
to
skip
third.
Him. So.
All right, third for me is Steelers and Browns in week six. First divisional home game. There's a chance it's Kenny Pickett for the Browns, which would really add some spice to that game. There's a chance it's Shedeur Sanders, which would make it also hugely interesting.
What's more spicy, if it's Pickett or Sanders?
Pickett.
I disagree. I actually think Sanders.
I think if it's Sanders, it's because he would probably have to have played pretty well to that point to have gotten that job.
Not necessarily. Other guys might have sucked.
Sucked.
It might be
yes.
His first start.
Well, here's why I'm saying Sanders is probably more interesting than Pickett. I think we kind of all know what Kenny Pickett is. The interest there is does Kenny somehow have like a out-of-body experience game where he cooks the Steelers, because then you want to talk about our job being easy. If that happens, we got the breeziest Monday of all time planned. Anyway.
I don't think we're that far off if Shedeur Sanders comes in here and lights the Steelers up.
No, we're not.
Did that make your list?
No Cleveland game made
my list. How
about
you, Charles?
Pomp's on the phone.
Oh, come on, Pomp!
Hold on, we're trying to talk about a miscommunication, possibly. It was number two. That game against the Browns week six was number two on my list.
What was number two for you, Mulsey?
Number two for me was neither that, was not that game. It was at Detroit. You know, I'm still a big honk for the Lions here. I'm very disappointed at
your second favorite team.
How my Detroit Lions bowed out poorly against the Commanders in the playoffs. I was crestfallen by that game.
You like the Lions so much you have a Lions baseball jersey at home.
Generously gifted to me by you. I will wear that week. I will wear it every day in the studio that week of that game. Deal? Every single day.
Just to
wear the Detroit Lions base. Maybe just on Friday. I don't want to do it every day. I think also the fun part of that game, the unusual part for me as a viewer who's watched this team for three decades of my life plus, the inversion there of the usual roles. You go to Detroit expecting Detroit to kick your ass. Usually when Detroit is on the schedule until very recently, it was, oh, that's a win. Now you go there and it's like, oh, God, we might get embarrassed by these guys.
Is the Luckett coin flip Thanksgiving game the last time the Steelers have lost in Detroit?
I want to say yes.
So do I, dude.
I want to say yes. Remember when Campbell was playing his starters, like, or playing hard in that preseason game, too,
that's
before he'd ever coached
hurt.
A game? And Tomlin was, like, pretty frosty about it?
That's when Najee aggravated that Liz Frank injury, too.
Yeah.
That was not one of Tomlin's better moments. In fact, one of his worst.
Man, for you to say that, knowing how many you've compiled for him.
I was at the Steelers-Lions game in 17 where Juju had the 97-yard touchdown. They won there. That's the last time they've played there. 2009, they went there when the Lions went 0-16.
So that's a win.
0-16. No, wait, that was not 0-16. That was the year after that. And the Steelers beat them 28-20. 98, yeah, that's the last time.
Wow.
1960 in overtime.
There are truthers out there who say Bettis did start to say the wrong, tails. A lot of audio has been, they've taken that like the audio Zapruder film.
That did not make my list, Steelers, Lions.
That's because your list is bad.
Charlie, it didn't make my list either.
What is number one for you on your list of top five Steelers games for 2025?
My number one. Saturday, August 16th, 7 p.m. at Acrisure Stadium. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in town for week two of the preseason. And I'm not kidding.
Yes, because
tickets are going.
You're a huge Tampa
Tickets
Bay fan.
Tickets are going correct. For actual negative dollars.
Charlie, if you
people are
going
to pay you,
if
to go
you
that
go
game,
to that game and you have to pay money to get into that game,
you're a sucker.
You will have failed miserably.
Well,
as Pony put it, you could probably find tickets to that game left on the hood of somebody's car with a sign that says, "Please, for the love of God, steal me."
Yes.
I mean, if anybody wants to give me tickets, I'll take them.
You're going to end up with 350 tickets.
I haven't.
If you say if anyone wants to give you tickets.
I haven't seen the Buccaneers in person since 2009, and that was the one and only time I saw them. It's very rare that I have the opportunity to see them, so the fact that they're even in town, even if it's a preseason game, I don't care.
I was very infamously in attendance for the Mike Glennon comeback game where he hits Lewis Murphy on the big throw. But
Lewis Murphy had a hell of a run against the Steelers.
I, like thousands of others, and my buddy Hurricane Carl, were walking out of the stadium because we just felt like the game was over, and I'll still never forget. There were, like, tons of stunned looks in the parking lot in Gold One, people who were getting ready to do a light post-game tailgate, finding out that the Steelers had lost the football game.
That game, you're going to be surprised, did not make my list.
Well, that's a bad list.
Rounding out my top five,
mm-hmm.
I had the home opener for Steelers and Seahawks. I had Steelers and Jets, just because it's the anticipation of the first game of the year, second. And number one for me was Steelers at Ravens.
That's my number one, actually, as well.
Because I did not put the home game against the Ravens because it's week 18. You never know what you're going to get in week 18.
And I think going in, that's going to be a crucible. If they have somehow survived like the gauntlet of at Chargers, Cincinnati, at Chicago, Buffalo, and even gone 2-2, that's like a huge swing game.
And who knows with Green Bay? I mean, that can either be a cool game.
That was my
game.
Number five, just because I like seeing Packers Steelers. Like, to me, that's two heritage franchises.
If it's Rodgers, it obviously goes way up, but we don't know about
versus
him yet.
Buffalo was my number three, because I generally favored, as you can see here, heavy NFC North bias, and just I like seeing the teams that you don't always see, whether it's home or road. I just love that Charlie stayed true to his roots and went Tampa Bay preseason.
The PM team power rankings.
Other than that, our rankings were very similar.
What did Pop say that he?
He thought that it was 335, but it's miscommunication.
Never been 335. Mm. Oh, he's trying to cover for something. There was a willful ignorance of us by Pomp. He's trying to cover for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.